A rapid succession of animal eyes. BBC. Natural World. A chain leading up to a helicopter that's hovering in a blue sky dotted with clouds.
Carried over the remote forests of Borneo is a very precious cargo. Meet Leonora. She doesn't know it, but she is a pioneer.
Travelling in a ventilated metal box.
With a handful of old friends, Leonora is on an adventure into the unknown. She and her baby boy are leaving behind the security of a lifetime in captivity for a chance of freedom. For the chance of a new life as a truly wild orangutan.
Orangutans, the great ape escape. Narrated by Juliet Stevenson.
A quiet Monday morning on Katia Island in southern Borneo.
An orangutan investigating a camera fixed to a tree.
Leonora is relaxing in her cosy orangutan commune, unaware of the life-changing events around the corner. Leonora and her friends are orphans, and in the safety of their island sanctuary, they've developed some unusual habits.
Clinging to a branch suspended over water, an orangutan plucks something out of the shallows with its foot.
Orangutans are supposed to spend all their time high in the trees. Leonora has spent the last 8 years here, with private health care and twice daily deliveries of the freshest fruit and veg.
Two men on a small boat throw some fresh food onto a platform.
It's far from a natural existence, but for many of them, it's the only life they've ever known.
A woman transporting several young orangutans in a wheelbarrow.
Hundreds of orphans have been saved by the Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundation.
One of a large group of orangutans is fed liquid from a jug.
Each animal has its own tragic story to tell, of homes destroyed and mothers killed.
The animal's large dark eyes betray a tragic innocence.
But here they've found new hope and a new mother, the centre's founder, Lona Drosha Nielsen.
She hugs a baby that appears to let out a bashful laugh.
When they reach their little hands and their little arms up to you and go like, you know, please help, how can you not? Oh, you know, your heart just sinks when you look into their eyes and see that, help me, you know, do something for me, I need you. And how anybody can turn their back on that, I don't know. They're so human that to me it would be the same as turning away a child needing my help.
Lona's dream is to put all her orphans back in the wild. But it's taken nearly a decade to start making it a reality. Now, at last, she's about to release the first 8 orphans.
A tree-covered island that has orangutans swinging in high branches.
Their world is about to be turned upside down. And for Leonora, she'll have the added challenge of caring for her own little one, mischievous Lamar.
Travelling with 3 others in a narrow motorboat,
Lona is particularly concerned about Leonora. She's so tame that adapting to life in the wild might just be too big a challenge.
Lona and Leonora study each other.
When I saw Leonora for the first time, I thought, she looks just like my grandmother. Hence the name, Leonora. When you look at her, she's just a very gentle, kind orangutan.
Leonora seems to love company. but life in the wild will be much more solitary. Fortunately, one of her closest friends, Emmon, has also been chosen for release. Emmon has already proved to be a born survivor.
She came in and I remember everybody just looked horrified because four of her fingers had been cut off. It might have happened when the mother was killed because they hacked them with machetes and her hand, a baby's hand, is always one on the back and one on the front. One of the first things I did think about was actually, how is she going to ever, you know, be able to climb trees? She can't do anything with that one thumb, can she? But, you know, she totally proved me wrong. It's never ever looked to be a handicap.
Emmon also has a son, little Embong. And like Leonora's baby, he's dependent on his mum. It's time for their last meal on the island. Leonora and Emmon sit back to enjoy their last supper. Finding food in the wild is going to be much more difficult. But Lona has always tried to give every orphan some lessons in survival. They are all graduates of Lona's school. Here, their foster mothers teach them the basics. Show them how to find different sources of food. Encourage them to build nests for sleeping.
Holding aloft long branches of fruit.
And try to teach them that they belong up in the trees. Finally, they graduate to the island, the last stage in their rehabilitation. But for Leonora and Emmon, that was all a long time ago. And no one knows if they'll be able to cope in the wild.
An aerial view over the sanctuary, comprising of several shelters for the orangutans.
There's a great deal riding on the success or failure of these eight orphans.
Workers clear away food scraps below a high man-made enclosure.
Over the last 12 years, the rescue centre has been inundated with orphaned and rescued orangutans. The numbers have swollen to over 600 individuals. After spending their day in the forest, they are returned to their cages,
which are becoming cramped. They peer out of the metal mesh. One reaches towards the passing camera.
They're bored in those cages, even though we give them enrichment. It shows in their eyes. Their eyes tell everything.
The orangutans' expressions are intense sadness and boredom whilst in the cages.
Everything that we've been working for the last 12 years is obviously getting these orangutans out. If they make it, we don't have any problems. If they don't make it, we're going to have to reconsider everything called orangutan rehabilitation. If we fail, we are standing with a very, very, very big problem.
The dark, hazel eyes of an orangutan gazing out past part of a metal cage. Then, a glorious golden sunrise. On the island, in a treetop nest.
The big day is finally here. Leonora and Emmon are on the lookout for their early morning delivery of cucumbers and bananas. But there's no sign.
A cube-shaped cage is lifted onto the back of a truck.
Lona and her team are loading everything they need for the big move.
She stares out of the passenger window pensively.
Everything has been planned with military precision. Lona hopes Leonora will walk into her crate, but is concerned about baby Lamar, who's wary of people.
The narrow motorboat is started up and cruises towards the island with two cages on board.
Emmon might also prove a problem, so they're preparing a sedative.
The boat heads along a brown water channel that's flanked by banks of verdure, On the island, Emmon keeps watch. As the team's boats approach a small bay on the island, some orangutans are waiting there.
We've got both Emmon and Leonora here, so we should be able to get hold of them quite quickly.
Leonora would normally do anything to get her hands on fresh bananas.
Come on. Leonora. If you're a good girl, you can have all these bananas inside the cage. Would you like that? Mm-hmm. You get one. You come with me. I should know something's going on.
At the other end of the beach, Emmon is being distracted by some cucumber. She hasn't spotted the blowpipe.
Hey, girl. Hey, Emmon.
The sedative makes her sleepy in minutes.
That's a girl. Come on now. It's okay, sweetheart.
But she still manages an iron grip with her left foot.
Come on, give. That's a good girl.
Little Embong desperately clings on to his mum, where he feels safe.
The team carefully place Emmon into a cage and onto a bed of leaves. Embong still clings to his mother.
Leonora is next. Her baby, Lamar, has become separated. He's too young to dart.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
We had to catch him. He was trying to get away from his mother because we were trying to carry the mother and he was...
He makes another break for foliage, but Lona collects him.
Shh! It's more safe there with Ibu, yeah?
But the youngster continues to protest.
They're totally mother-oriented and they're very afraid of us, obviously. Catching a baby, that's so... They bite very hard, believe me.
Lamar cuddles his sedated mother fearfully.
This strange experience will be the first of many as they head to their new life.
Lamar peers out of the cage.
The other adults chosen for the project are all sedated.
Yeah, he's dropping her.
Those darted in the treetops are safely caught in nets. There are three females with infants and three males.
It takes up to four people to carry some of them back to the beach. Soon, the caged orangutans are being loaded onto the boats. A youngster clings tightly to its mother as their journey across water begins. Then they are transferred onto the back of a truck.
The orangutans are taken back to the centre, where they'll undergo a thorough health check.
The sanctuary in silhouette against the setting sun. The sanctuary gates are opened at the start of another day.
8 long weeks of quarantine are finally over. Last-minute preparations for the next stage of the release are underway. Leonora, Emmon and the other orphans have been given a clean bill of health and had radio transmitters implanted under their skin. They're all set.
Now the chosen orangutans are once again put into their individual cages and transferred initially by truck. It's a bumpy ride. The cages have ventilation holes and a viewing grate at one end.
No road trip would be complete without some snacks. They have their favourites. Sweet corn for Emmon. For Leonora, bananas.
Leonora peels one and wolfs it down, with a worried Lamar on her back. The truck is covered with banners advertising the Borneo orangutan sanctuary. It passes through heavy traffic. The team's trucks soon arrive on the tarmac of an airport. The crates are labelled with photo ID cards of the orangutans inside, stating their weight and sex as well. They're transferred into the hold of a plane.
They're heading north into deepest, darkest Borneo.
Two orangutans touch each other's fingers through the grates of their neighbouring crates.
Over the last 20 years, Indonesian Borneo has lost vast areas of its ancient, pristine rainforest to logging and palm oil plantations. For Lona, it's made finding a safe, protected area of forest all the more difficult.
It doesn't matter how far I have to move them. We took their forest away, we took their home, and we killed their mothers. And I think that they deserve to go back to the forest. No matter how much money and how much effort it's going to take, we owe it to them.
The plane touches down on a remote strip of tarmac.
Since leaving home, the orangutans have endured travelling by boat, by truck, and by plane. To reach their new home, they must take to the skies once more. This time, suspended underneath a helicopter.
As rotor blades begin to whir and bindings are secured, a young orangutan tightens its grip on its mother. The four crates are placed together on a thick net, which is then harnessed to a metal line attached to the underside of the helicopter.
Leonora and her friends seem to be taking it all in their stride. Below them is the forest canopy that their kind have climbed through for millennia. Now, they swing above it in a most unlikely fashion, carrying the hope of a new and better future.
The precious cargo glides through the air. The orangutans steady themselves by holding calmly to the inside of their crates as dancing dots of sunlight lance through the ventilation holes and chase around them in a bizarre light show while thick forest passes below. Against a blue sky, the crates drift above the forest, trailing the helicopter a little under its momentum. The orangutans remain calm, but nevertheless, Lona's tearful for them as she watches them drawing closer. She wipes her cheeks, and the orangutans begin to move about in mounting expectation as their crates lower gradually towards a grassy mound near a sandy riverbank. However, the landing jolt startles them.
At last, back on terra firma.
Workers then quickly set about releasing the netting and harnesses.
The release team spring into action. Lona's first priority is to check on Leonora and Emin.
Leonora. Yes, sweetie.
Leonora peers out with a bewildered expression. Lamar is sitting in her lap. The crate is carried away.
The operation to put these orphaned orangutans back to where they belong has been a huge effort from the whole team. Emotions are running high.
I can't even describe it in words how I feel about it, because it is extremely overwhelming for me. I really feel like a proud mother having to release them, to actually know that they are now finally going.
For Emin, the waiting is over.
Hi, Emin, darling. It's your turn, sweetie.
In her lifetime, she survived the trauma of losing her mother and most of her right hand. Now she faces her greatest challenge yet. Life in the wild.
Lona's gaze is anxious as a colleague lifts the crate's side hatch, exposing Emin and Embong to their new home.
Hello, Mip.
The adult orangutan's first instinct is to climb a young sapling. Embong clings to her front as she does so.
Lona watches their ascent
with a sense of proud relief. Emin continues up into the canopy with a deft ease. Lona breaks the tense silence with a chuckle. She walks away, battling mixed emotions.
Can we do another one? Let's get to the next one. Come on now, get them out.
Another mother is next to be released, with her young hugging her tightly too.
Help.
One by one, the released orphans instinctively head for the treetops.
The males climb with speed the moment their hatches are open.
Leonora has been sitting quietly. After 4 years at the rescue centre and 8 years waiting on an island sanctuary, she's about to see her new home.
A tearful Lona undoes the padlock on the crate herself. Inside, Leonora and Lamar wait patiently. When the hatch is pulled up, Leonora appears with very little trepidation. She glances about and walks past one tree before opting to scale another. Lamar is clinging to her underside. Lona stares intently as the last of the eight disappear into the canopy.
Leonora is entering a world of uncertainty, a world full of challenges, a world away from what she's used to.
Oh, dude, I got total faith in them. I got faith in them more than anybody else, I think, actually.
A colleague gave Lona a comforting hug.
Lona and the team have done all they can. Now, it's up to them.
An adult orangutan moving through the canopy with relative ease, then choosing to hang about for a bit and have a scratch. A dense mist swamps the forest at daybreak, creating islands of foliage in amongst the grey, and mountains dominate the distance.
Somewhere out there are 8 orphaned orangutans.
Lona's team pulling on boots and packing equipment.
At camp, Lona and 7 monitoring teams are heading out for a long day in the forest.
One party travels by boat.
Lona's keen to check up on Leonora and Emin.
Lona's on the boat, wearing a life jacket, and stares out across the brownie river water thoughtfully.
The first major test will be finding their own food, and Lona is anxious to see if they're up to the challenge. She heads to the release site, but there's no sign. They go deeper with the radio tracking equipment.
Picking their way over large roots, vines, and other foliage.
Even with the transmitters, the orangutans are proving tricky to find.
Siapa orangutan yang datang ke sini bisa coba cek? Pri.
After half an hour of searching, they pick up best friends Leonora and Emin in the same area.
Lona passes into a small area of forest that's bathed in dappled sunlight. She stares ahead, and then
I saw something.
Looks up.
This is just above us. Something moving up there. Yeah, that is Leonora. Yeah, be a bit careful. She might decide to chuck some of it at us. And little Lamar is hanging in a vine going like, oh, go away. It's always the babies that get most upset.
It's the same on the island.
Below Leonora's tree, there's the evidence Lona has been hoping for.
Almost looks like a big apple or something. Look at that. I think that's wild mango. It almost smells more like a... God, it's sour. They suddenly have to change from eating aubergines and bananas and cucumbers and stuff and eating these really, really sour and very often very bitter forest fruits. It must be quite a change for them, but they seem to enjoy it. And I think that's, again, that's their natural food, and there must be something that makes them just go like, oh, that's quite all right. She's paying me absolutely no attention. This is where life changes. Food becomes more important than attention, you know, from somebody they know. She knows that she needs to be able to find food and get food first.
Leonora is making a promising start, but she faces the constant challenge of deciding which plants and fruits are safe to eat. Wild orangutan infants spend up to 8 years with their mothers, learning these invaluable lessons. Leonora has to rely on her instincts to guide her. All Lona can do is watch and hope.
Oh, I can hear Emmons' baby getting upset. Yeah. It's probably because the mother is moving or something and he wasn't right next to her. Yeah, they're way up in the top up there.
Just as they did on their island, Emmon and Leonora are hanging out together. Emmon's also found some wild fruit. It's not as juicy as her favourite sweet corn, but it's nutritious, and she's getting a taste for it. Little Embong is also starting to test out the new menu.
He tries some of the green berries that are growing in a cluster on a branch.
Leonora and Emmon may still have each other for company, but the constant search for food may eventually test their friendship.
In fast motion, cloud shadows skirt over the rainforest. High up in the canopy...
Over the next week, the monitoring teams are seeing positive signs from most of the orphans. They're staying high up in the trees. They've seen them feeding on dozens of different plants and fruits.
Orangutans sampling berries, both large and small.
And in the evening, they're making fresh nests for sleeping. Day by day, the team is becoming more impressed with one in particular. Leonora may have been the tamest, but she's undergoing the biggest transformation. She's reached a major milestone. Like a truly wild orangutan, the constant search for food is making her and her son more solitary. Emmon has been following them around, but there's not enough fruit to share, and their relationship is changing. Leonora's kiss squeaks tell Emmon she no longer wants her around.
The sorrowful Emmon draws Embong to her.
Emmon has no choice but to find her own patch. It may be sad to see the friends part, but it's also a sign that things are going well. As the orangutans continue to behave more and more naturally.
Lona, moving across the dark forest floor.
2 days later, there's a worrying development.
Lona stops and uses her binoculars to peer up into a treetop canopy.
One of the orangutans is giving serious cause for concern. It hasn't moved for 24 hours.
When they've done so well the first week and then they suddenly do not move for a day, you get a bit worried.
It's Emin.
She looks not too happy. But I wonder if she might have a bit of a bad stomach because she didn't move yesterday at all. And her stomach is a bit flat today. Their stomachs need to get used to this kind of new diet and stuff, but there are also things in the forest obviously can be slightly poisonous. Right now, for them, it's just, you know, try it and see what happens. If it doesn't taste good, you spit it out. But even something that tastes nice could probably potentially be slightly poisonous. We'll just have to follow her a little bit today and make sure she gets something to eat.
Emin starts to move off slowly. Later on, Lona scours the treetops once more.
Emin's 3-year-old baby, Embong, is still dependent on his mum's milk. She needs to consume around 2,000 calories per day. The fruit she needs is in the treetops, but Emin does what a wild orangutan mother would almost never do. She comes to the ground.
She climbs down a sapling to the forest floor. Lona watches from a discreet distance to observe the mother's actions undetected.
Borneo's forests are home to many dangers: clouded leopards, wild pigs, and deadly snakes. Lona doesn't want to intervene, but she watches to make sure they're safe.
I think she's a bit weak today. She conserves energy by walking on the ground rather than going through the trees. But again, there's also not much fruit down here.
Emin moves at a lethargic pace, and Embong appears jaded too. She nuzzles him gently in her arms. A worried Lona watches from a crouched position nearby. They've stopped on the forest floor, and so Embong dozes in his mother's arms.
Just gonna lie down.
Sleeping on the ground is a worrying sign. Lona will stay with them. After 2 hours, her concern is growing.
What we need to worry about is more him, actually, than Emin. Emin could easily go for a long time without food properly, whereas Embong, he will get weaker faster if he doesn't get enough food. We will only give food if the animal seems to be in proper distress, meaning that they're really, really weak. We have not seen them eating for maybe 3 or 4 days. If the animal gets really sick, if there's anything else wrong, we might take them back. But it will only be in those situations where we really, really feel that we need to go in and help.
Grey clouds roll across the forest, obscuring the canopy and drenching everything with rain.
A change in the weather is a new challenge for the orangutans. Despite the deluge, Leonora is still feeding. She's found some tree ants and has worked out a neat way of catching them.
She runs her fist up the branch the ants are filing along.
She lets them get entangled in her hairs, and then she picks them off.
Lamar does the same.
This could turn out to be one of Lamar's most valuable lessons. When fruit is scarce, they will need to rely on these lower-grade food sources.
He starts shaking them off his fist.
Leonora is learning and adapting quickly to her new life. But the same cannot be said for her old friend Emin. Marios the vet has been called in.
Marios is led through the rain-soaked forest.
Emin has spent the last 2 days up the same tree. Her transmitter is still sending a signal, but there's no sign of her.
The team search the canopy through binoculars. Marius blinks away droplets of rain as he stares upward.
They wait for an hour. There's no movement.
What are you thinking, Marius?
Marius wipes his eyes and says, I'm a little sad, then proceeds to stare up into the treetops again.
Are you really worried about her?
He nods and wipes his eyes again, his emotions getting the better of him. He shakes his head and turns away to regain his composure. A dew-laden web shivers in the breeze. The team are trying to locate Emin and her son.
When you haven't seen them move for a few days, you start worrying. And then fear kicks in. The fear of not being able to help, if it is so bad that we can't medically help her, or she might already be dead.
They hope to tempt her out with a rescue package. Rehydration salts and milk formula are added to water. The tree is too dangerous to climb, so they'll hoist it up on a line.
The line is first catapulted over a high branch.
Yep.
And the rescue package hoisted up on the line in a bag with a tiny camera attached to it. The package passes through the lower canopy.
Emin and Embong are nowhere to be seen.
Lona and the others stare into the treetops intently. The package hangs in the branches, untouched.
Then, at last.
There she goes, there she comes.
Emin goes straight for the bananas. Then she discovers the bottle of water.
She has a mouthful, but drinking it from a hand that only has a thumb is tricky, and she drops it.
Hope Embong will come out and get some.
He's normally quite full.
Like he can wait. Oh, here he's coming. Here he's coming.
Embong starts helping himself to the package.
After not eating for several days, they devour the whole package.
It was very much a sense of relief, because by her starting to eat, Embong was also going to get some food, and she did share. And I was actually more concerned that she got fluids. Fluid balance is so much more important than the food. And she did drink. Obviously, she was hungry, and I think she just didn't dare to eat any wild fruits because she didn't know what it was that had actually made her sick.
Why? Having finished their package, the pair disappear back into the canopy. Lona bites her lower lip with a mixture of concern and relief.
For the next few days, they'll need to follow Emin's every move to make sure she and little Embong are getting enough to eat. The transition into life in the wild was always going to be a challenge, but one orangutan has far surpassed their expectations. Leonora.
She and baby Lamar are at home in the treetops.
I think I'm as proud as any mother would be who sort of like to send their kids out not just to university but actually graduated from university as well and then go out in the big world and succeed. Because that's what they're doing, they're succeeding right now. I think we all know when we have found that place that we really want to live. And I think that, you know, they feel the same way. This is their home where they're going to have to put down roots and they're going to have all their babies. I'm sure that they must feel that as well.
Leonora studies the canopy around her with a calm and settled eye. Intense sunlight piercing the canopy and casting a tall tree into silhouette.
The orangutans are making the forest their home. They're finding their own food, learning to live alone, and establishing their own territories. Best of all, after giving everyone a scare, there's good news for Emon and Embong.
They play together in a tree.
They're well and are thriving on their own.
Embong clambers all over his tolerant mother.
Leonora and her friends are living proof that orangutans brought up by humans can indeed survive in the wild. It's the news Lona has been longing for. It means there is a future for orphaned and rescued orangutans.
And now these 8 orangutans have actually succeeded. It means freedom for all those orangutans that's been sitting there waiting in the cages for so many years, waiting for their chance to get out in the forest. Now I got to get the next 600 out. And I'm sure that the next 600 are going to do just as well as these guys. Any animal you can give freedom, it touches you in some places you don't even really know exists. You know, it's just something so deep inside of you.
A mother on a canopy vine reaches out to her baby.
Lona hopes that very soon Leonora will be joined by many more orangutans and that they will found a brand new wild population which will thrive here for generations to come.